Jakob Kallenberger is president of the 80-year-old International Committee of the Red Cross, a neutral organization that works to protect civilians and that also takes impartial action for prisoners. He told a Washington audience that the Geneva Convention set minimum universal standards for the treatment of detainees, including those captured in the global war on terror.
Internees must, among other things, be informed of the reasons for their detention and the procedure provided to allow them to effectively challenge it. The reasons for detention need to be evaluated by an independent and impartial body with the authority to order release if the reasons for internment no longer exist. Other requirements of humane treatment, such as contacts with family members, must also be implemented. In no case may persons be held in unacknowledged detention.
U.S. officials have said that following the recent transfer of 14 high-profile terrorism suspects to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, there are no longer any detainees being held in secret CIA prisons. The ICRC was allowed to visit those 14 prisoners at Guantanamo last week. They are being held with about 435 others, most of them deemed unlawful enemy combatants. But Kallenberger said the ICRC has concerns about a new U.S. law which sets out procedures for the treatment and trial of terror suspects. When he signed the law Tuesday, President Bush said it will be used to put on trial those who planned the September 11th attacks and also those responsible for the attack on the USS Cole 6 years ago.
This nation will call evil by its name. We will answer brutal murder with patient justice. Those who kill the innocent will be held to account.
But Kallenberger noted the new law will not grant trials to the vast majority of Guantanamo detainees who have not been charged and who will have no right to challenge their detention in a court of law. He said the fate of those prisoners and the procedures for defining enemy combatants remains unclear. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.